Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Prices may vary. Taxes, substitutions, extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of the Powerball jackpot growing and growing. And get this, right now it's over $250 million. That's right, you heard me. Over $250 million. Let me say it again, over $250 million. Check IllinoisLottery.com for the latest updates. Don't let any more time go to waste.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Get out all the low down payment financing options available to you and your family. Please give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333.
Leave clean, relaxed, and refreshed. Don't just get a haircut, get a honeycut. Honeycuts.com.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Buy now at NUSports.com. Former Bear Brian Urlacher joined Mully and Hanley this morning to talk about a variety of topics, including what the Bears need to do to be competitive again, including possibly cutting ties with quarterback Jay Cutler. Meanwhile, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio chatted with Danny Parkins earlier today. He weighed in on the odds of the Bears being able to trade for New England quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
Depends upon what it's going to take to prime away from the New England Patriots. And there's two factors to keep in mind. First of all, will the Patriots trade him and engineer his next destination versus keeping him for one more year and risking that he will go to the Bills or the Jets as a free agent?
And Crane Chicago's business Danny Ecker is reporting the Bears are raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6% after they'd kept the prices flat for the last 2 years. The Atlanta Falcons came really close to winning the Super Bowl on Sunday, and now they have an entire new coaching staff. Steve Sarkisian takes over for offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Today, the Falcons announced the dismissal of defensive coordinator Richard Smith and defensive line coach Brian Cox. Yesterday, the Browns released quarterback Josh McCown. Green Bay releases James Starks and Sam Shields. The Bulls are at Golden State tonight. Jimmy Butler questionable with a heel bruise that's held him out the last two games. Cristiano Felicio also questionable with that lower leg strain. The Blackhawks sit in second place in the Central Division by 6 points, and they have a chance to make up ground tonight in Minnesota as they take on the division-leading Wild. Corey Crawford gets a start in this one. Tonight's the second matchup between the two rivals this season. And best wishes to NBC5's Mike Adamley, who revealed that he has been diagnosed with dementia, possibly brought on by CTE as a result of repeated hits to the head during his time playing football. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. And kids borrowing the car? Now with Home by Verizon, you can get notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This segment of The Score is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Thank you so very much for all the appreciation and all the great moments that we've experienced together. God bless.
A lot of thank yous today. Rick and Jay and Julie and Mike Florio and Dan Pompey. Matt Spiegel back on Monday. I'm Danny Parkins. Bernstein and Goff are here. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Hello.
Not much. Did you hear Dan Pompey at all on the Hall of Fame?
We may revisit some of that stuff. I was in transit and did not. I just was sort of following
the
Twitter reaction.
Yeah, I didn't hear it at all.
Man.
Sorry, buddy.
No.
I heard it's, can't do it, though.
Yeah.
It's quickly becoming one of my favorite segments in all of radio.
You're a fan or are you lying to me?
No,
don't patronize me, Jason.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Trust me. I don't have to with you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, exactly. We're not cool like that in the least. So.
No.
No, that's what you know. I like it. I like the segment.
Good.
Nobody came up with a can't do it, though.
No, yeah, I know.
Nobody won?
Caller's got to be better.
Like somebody asked him if he had ever worn a woman's underwear. How many people have you slept with? Question I thought was going to happen here because I know your fiance is a fan of yours.
I looked at that question like if I've told her
exactly
if I've told her already, she won't care about that being out there. Now being back in my hometown where my parents live and all that, I mean that's a little dicey, but such is life. They know it's entertainment.
It's a tough conversation though, like. You might want to tell your lady, but you don't want to know your lady's number, And if you do, you move on from there. Everybody's got a past or whatever. But I feel like everybody who's ever been in a relationship, whether it's like you stumble upon the conversation drunkenly so or while you're out grocery shopping, like, hey,
by the way,
how many people have you slept with?
But also it's easier, I think, when you don't like. So, she was 29, 28. When we got together, it's like we had both gone through college and been in serious relationships, lived with someone like
The best time to start a serious relationship.
Yeah.
When the rest of it's out of your system and you've tried every permutation and geometric possibility and there's
not as stretchy as you used to
there's
be.
There's nothing there where part of you is saying, boy, I wish I had tried this or wish I had done that.
28, 29, huh? That's when it's out of you.
It depends if you. It depends how many years you spent traveling with professional sports teams. I guess
on the road, stories from the road. Good for you.
That's part of your life. That's what you're.
Yeah, I understand. You got to find company in Salt Lake City, Utah.
No, oh my God, try Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Rapid City, and Fargo,
a lot of hotel bars,
Albany, Georgia, and Pensacola.
Pull up a bar stool to a place where you can just slam a tent on the table and get loaded the entire night.
Oh, you better believe it. That's
dollar
full
beer
meal
night.
Money. That's a day's worth of meal money there, man.
Yeah, man. That's something though.
See, the thing is,
Wednesday's at 11:40.
Here's the thing, Danny.
Yeah,
I'm sure you know this from because you're a vet. But in this job, even after you're married, you always get in trouble by just offering like mundane things that your wife hears about on Facebook or something. I was in trouble yesterday.
What'd you do?
Because I told the story of my wife falling off a treadmill at her exercise place.
It's funny.
Which is, she's a big fan. She's going there and she loves it. Lawrence Holmes works out there. And of course, somebody heard about it. Somebody told the management. They sent her a letter. We're so sorry you fell off a treadmill. And it's just like, and she's like, I wish you would clear these things with me before you talk about them on the air. I'm like, look, they love the publicity. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And that's not, the and show isn't scripted.
No, it's not scripted. It's not their fault that you're a klutz.
Right, no, clearly
it's
not.
It's not a defective treadmill. It's, it's a defective you.
Yeah,
sometimes
sometimes things pop up in the head, and you're like, nope, not going with that one.
Yeah.
And then you discard it, and then you try to...
You're bad for me, though, I'm noticing. You're a very bad man. Because you sort of surf it at a different level.
I told Nicole, like, yo... things, like, we're out here freestyling. Like, we're just having a conversation, and things might come up, like, you know, past relationships or, you know, those kinds of things. And she's, you know, my lady's cool about everything.
And so is mine. Like, you know, that's the thing. Like, this is how I pay the bills. Like, you help pay the bills, too, and she's got a great job, and it's not one of those things. But, like, this is the path that I have chosen.
Yeah. And I also have the trump card of saying, look, honey,
what card?
How do you think we met? I said, the whole reason, the entire reason it's we're speakable. Together and we have these two children is because of
this place
on air, because of Tom Scher and Jim Memolo and me doing Bears reports, and one dumb offhand comment resulted in us going on a date. So you're still
those many years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a long ass time ago. Yeah. Is what that is.
And Nicole was a promotions intern here.
That's right.
And I met her here, and I thought I just got hired full time producer. Couldn't tell me nothing. What? I was out there cutting checks. And I walked around the corner and I saw her. I'm like, wow, that is a very lovely young lady. I wonder what the hell she is doing working here and how long she will be here. And if I'll get in trouble for asking her on a date. And I asked her on a date.
And little did you know you got in some trouble.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying, how did it go?
I asked her on a date, and we went to a Chicago Rush game. That's wow. Yeah. That was
big.
Oh,
spender.
No doubt. Yeah.
Was I doing play by play? People.
No. You were done by that time. Okay. You were done by that time. Went to a Chicago Rush game. I think we were actually in the suite with Dan Pompey and his family. It was the first time I met Dan Pompey. Yeah. And she told me that I talked about myself the whole time. And she
Well, when you're as wonderful as you are, why wouldn't you?
You were a producer. Yeah, exactly. Score, right?
You know, you know, I got big things planned for you, baby. I'm 21 years old. I'm going to take this thing all the way to the moon. So, yeah, man, things happen.
I know we're going to talk about the Bulls and the stagnant water that they are and the fact that they're just a healthy business that can do what it wants because the customers seem to be satisfied with what they are. But you mentioned something, and Jay Zawoski said something in the conversation about the harrowing Mike Adamley stuff that I realized something we have to stop doing. We have to stop in these cases with these former NFL players or asking the question, knowing what you know now, would you do it all over again? Because the more I've thought about it, the more I've realized the question is unfair. The contemplation of the way to answer it is impossible. It is a completely untenable question that doesn't advance the discussion. It doesn't help anybody.
Guys have different reactions.
Let me explain.
I'm interested in where you're going.
Let me explain
I can think of one benefit to it.
There are several reasons why the question is entirely unfair. On one level, and Jay sort of he ran into it when he said you're talking about identity. You're talking about a person's identity. What they did is who they are.
Right.
And when you ask somebody to contemplate essentially purging all of that memory, first of all, you're hitting at a very, very painful place of somebody who's losing much of their memory anyway, knows they are, and sometimes those football memories are the last tangible memories that they have, even when they forget the name of their own children.
Sure.
They might remember a touchdown run. You're asking them, hypothetically, forget all that. Secondly, when they look at, chances are, they met their wife because of football. They have the mother of their children and the kids, their entire life, who they are is because of choices that they made. Secondly, there is no it. There's no singular do it all over again. Because there are years of decisions. There's the decision to what college you went to and where you play and what contracts you sign, when you decide to, what positions you play. Are you on special? There is no singular it, a button to push to do all over again. Thirdly, you can't lay out the infinite number of alternate realities they might have lived. Because nobody can imagine not being themselves and not having being who they are, the essence of who they are because of what they've done. If you theoretically could say, okay, literally, here's an infinite number of alternative life. You could be an astronaut.
Right.
You could be living in the Himalayas. You could be there's no possible fair let somebody know.
I think the alternate, whenever we ask those questions or whenever those questions come up for those guys, is living a normal life. Living a life where you're making 75 grand a year and you've got the two kids and you've got the station wagon.
But that's just one of the infinite realities.
But I think of that as the I don't want to say opposite, but of the stardom and the fame sure. and the money.
Or you talk to somebody like Pernell McPhee, who talks about having to get out,
yeah.
having to leave this existence. For him, his alternate might be poverty.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
To normalize it, though, for the people who listen.
What about the guys who answer the question in the affirmative, who have thought about it and have weighed all of those things that you're saying? I mean, it is...
Then the next question is... You don't leave it at, if they say, no, I wouldn't do it all over again, then I'd like to know. Then what is your alternate vision of what your life would have been that is better
or
good enough?
So let me give you just a personal example from the last show, and I hate doing it, but it's too relevant here to not do. Neil Smith,
yep.
You heard me reference it earlier.
Great player.
Unbelievable chief. He's in their Ring of Honor, not a Hall of Famer, great defensive lineman, pass rusher, got the two Super Bowl rings with Denver. The guy sometimes wouldn't come in studio for his weekly visit because he couldn't get out of bed. Turning on the light was too much for him. He doesn't have the financial situation anymore. Made some bad decisions, too many kids, migraine headaches, back, multiple surgeries, the whole thing. Says he wouldn't do it all over again. Says his decision was Nebraska or the Army. Not exactly a safe career choice.
Right.
Says he would have chosen the Army.
Okay.
And... that, to me, there's a powerful wow. lesson there as what we're learning. So when you do get to know someone that well, and I had as much time with him on air and off air as I did, and you could go down and learn all of that and all of the things that it provided to him, that's a pretty powerful thing when he would say, not only do I know what it gave me and I know what I would be giving up and I know that my alternative wasn't exactly lucrative or with fame or all of that, but I would also not want my kids to do it because that's a different question.
But I think that's more telling.
That's the question that these guys are kind of answering exactly. with the subtext indirectly.
I think it's a better question because their future hasn't been written yet.
Because Bo Jackson said the same thing.
And that was the next one I was going to say. Yeah. When Bo Jackson says it, man, Bo Jackson.
Yeah, one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen. Yeah.
That tells you, because we can't relate to it. Period. It's impossible. As much CTE studying and neurological people that you've talked to or I talked to, it's impossible to relate to that pain. So if Bo freaking Jackson says that he would give it up, I'm not going to, because whenever that thing happened with Neil Smith and he said it and made some news and all that, the response that we got on the text line and social media was, yeah, right.
Like we're getting right now.
They don't believe him.
Yeah.
And when I look at him, I believe him 100%.
I just think it's a better question when you're asking about the how you will advise your children or what you will say to your children
yeah.
and how you will parent them, because that's real. That is.
What would you ask? What would you say to a young Neil Smith or a young? You know, if you know what you knew now, what would you tell the young man back then?
Maybe a better way of phrasing it. Maybe a more interesting way of getting something useful. But to me, the would you do it all over again is so loaded and unfair to ask somebody essentially, do you not like who you are or would you rather be someone else?
Right.
Because that's the life they've lived. You're asking them regardless. Because there is no.
I think it's more, do you not like who you've become or what has happened to you in the latter stages of it?
But who knows what other risks and other consequences and other decisions. There's
no DeLorean.
There's so
right,
many.
There's no reset button.
Right. There's just, it's blithe and facile. To just sort of say, well, would you do it all over again? And there are better ways to ask the question and better follow-ups. Like you say, if the answer is no, I would not, why and how would you envision your life? Maybe they know exactly. I mean, Neil Smith is a guy who knows what he would have done. Maybe somebody says, I wish I'd gone to culinary school. You know, never know.
You don't get to ask the follow-up without establishing the premise of them saying they wouldn't do it all over again.
But of course, it made me who I am, and it's this, and it taught me this, and this, it was my whole life, and
kept
a fame and fortune, and
things.
Travel, right? But that's not to say any number of other things that would have accomplished the same particular goals, or gotten them to the same places or a similar place in a different way.
And also that you might be talking to a person who isn't privy to the amount of resources that most are as well. So there might be a very common answer. It's for a lot of these guys like, yo, if I wasn't doing this, if I wasn't bashing heads for 12, 13 years, I'd be just like my guys who, you know, are
that's
in
what
a,
I mean.
In
sure. Sure. I'd be on the corner, on the block.
Right? Yeah,
I'd be doing what these guys are doing, because that's what everybody does. You're not going to have some ready-made thing where a guy's like, yes, I would have played the French horn.
Yeah, right.
Right.
No question. No, I absolutely see what you're saying. I do think there's because of the would you have your kids do it, and because we're all learning about this as we go, and they're learning about it, man, as they go. Right. And that's why the other part about it is they can't diagnose it while you're alive. But now, I mean, Frank Wycheck is coming out and saying, pretty sure I got CTE.
They Tony know. Dorsett.
Right.
They know.
They're
Dave
Duerson
knew.
Of it.
While
yeah. acting Junior like they don't know.
Junior Seau knew.
Yeah, exactly.
They knew.
Yeah. But you got better helmets.
Right.
So that, yeah, that
heads up tackling.
Yeah.
Don't forget heads up work. Tackling.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's I feel bad for those who didn't understand, who were not just underinformed, but actively misled, and who had high school and college and professional coaches lying to them because of an example that Paul Tagliabue set, that where they tried to diminish information. They put a disgraced rheumatologist at the top of their medical division with the sole effort of suppressing truth and making sure they remained underinformed and uninformed.
Into the 2000s. Yeah. Like it's, you know, 04, 05, 06, when there is still a denial between even the possibility
right.
of the existence between football. And people say now it's like, oh, it's so obvious. And the example and the analogy has been made 1,000 times.
Smoking?
Yeah, big tobacco. It's the exact same. It seems so obvious now. Don't smoke with your kids in the car. Don't roll the windows up. Don't inhale this thing into your lungs. And they didn't know.
As somebody grew up in a house full of smoke, I can...
Right, yeah, you know what I mean?
They wonder why I was coughing all the time.
Right, it seems...
Well, maybe you have some kind of asthma.
No, I don't think so. Right. Might be the smoke.
Might be a house full of smoke. full of smoke.
Yeah. They just didn't know. And then, but that's the problem. When it became past that and they did know, and then there was the intentional blocking of the information.
Next thing you know, Russell Crowe is starring in the... What was the...
Will Smith starred in it, you know?
Was the concussion movie.
Yeah, same movie. No, I'm talking about the Russell Crowe movie.
Yeah, about tobacco.
Yeah, Philip Morris.
Yeah.
So today we have Eddie Johnson. We'll talk to him at 2:20. It's on at 4:30 because we're out of here at 5:30 because DePaul is playing Xavier. 5 p.m. we got Hub Arkish, so should be good times. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Martellus Bennett stuff.
Yeah.
He's been tweeting for the last 24 hours and... These bulls, man. I came to a very, very dark conclusion while I was driving over here today about these bulls and why I should ever believe in this ever again. Ever.
They don't. They don't tell you to. They don't send any message as to why they care about the same things you care about. That, to me, is the disconnect.
Yep.
They have different motives and to different ends than I have as an observer.
Just how about why now? Like, what benefit is there possibly to saying, yeah, if you miss the playoffs, you're going to be back next year? Like, that doesn't sell a single ticket or get a single eyeball to the TV. Like, why? That was what I was wrestling with today. Like, I just don't understand why that would come out right now.
Yeah, I think I'm done wrestling with them.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, like, I think I'm getting to that point. And there's a lot of stuff that's been going on the last couple of years with that organization and how they've handled things with media, but... You know that I know listeners and callers and texters don't really care about that, but I think I'm getting close to being done.
When you lose Jason Goff, you've lost the country.
So you're not watching tonight. You're not watching Bulls Warriors.
I like basketball. I'm
losing
Cronkite.
Wow.
Cut it out. But wow. I think that me caring about them as much as I have for 36 years, I think I'm damn near done. I think I'm emptying the tank with this whole thing. I'm draining the swamp. So we'll get into that.
See, it's working. Yeah. Caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $50 gift card to Lover's Lane. Visit loverslane.com for locations near you.
Speaking of giveaways, between now and 5:30, we have 3 $50 gift cards to the Chicago Chop House.
Oh, my
so
dad loves that
if
place.
You are a fan of a nice slab of red meat, you want to be listening.
Okay. I have Jeff Passan tomorrow, Solo the rest of the week, Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley talked to Brian Urlacher this morning.
We all seem to have Jay fatigue, so maybe it's just time.
One playoff appearance, maybe time to prioritize it, I'm not sure. You know, but then what are you going to get better than him? Right. That's the problem. You know, what's out there that's better than him?
To hear Mully and Hanley's entire interview with Brian Urlacher, go to 670thescore.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. So now Steve Sarkisian is leaving Alabama as offensive coordinator. Before that, it was Lane Kiffin, and before that, it was Doug Nussmeier. And before that, you get the point. Nick Saban goes through offensive coordinators the way George Steinbrenner once went through pitching coaches and Billy Martin managing regimes. Always the story is the same, or at least similar. Saban is tough to work for. Witness his public humiliation of Kiffin on the sidelines this past season. There's little doubt that working for Saban isn't exactly a trip to Disney World, if you can forget the lines in the heat. But here's what matters. When coaches leave Alabama, they're usually better coaches and get better jobs. Kiffin is now a head coach again. Sarkisian's in the NFL. If Chip Kelly is next, he'll no doubt be a head coach again very soon. And here's the most important point. The only coach at Alabama who really matters is Saban. Check the record. I'm John Feinstein.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours.
Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. Which is why WowNow offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable on your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Hey, mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. Now, if your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. See, Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else?
Truckers, driving positions are filling fast on Schneider's new large dedicated account near you. But opportunities are still available with a limited time sign-on bonus up to $10,000. Earn up to $70,000 per year with weekly home time and a predictable schedule. Hauling freight for one primary dedicated customer. Don't miss the sign-on bonus. Apply now to drive on this new Schneider dedicated account near you at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Participation may vary.
Hey guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, now you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Now, they're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, and like cashmere, but only better. You talk about dreaming. Well, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. Now, the world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. So visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, fellas, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
At hum.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks trail the Wild by 6 points. Tonight they play in Minnesota. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls are at Golden State this evening. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. He's missed the last two games. The Warriors are 22-3 at home this season. Tip-off at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, got an early one for you might like. The Cavs play at Indiana. NFL, the Bears are raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6%. That's the first ticket hike in 3 years. The Atlanta Falcons have fired defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox. Green Bay released James Starks and Sam Shields. And college hoops on the score tonight, DePaul at Xavier, with coverage beginning at 5:30. Hey, join Jay Zawoski for Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Brian Campbell Monday from 7 to 8:30 at another round in Downers Grove. Get an autograph from Brian and enter to win Blackhawks tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one there right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Vaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come in now for half-price Wing Tuesday, every Tuesday. That means any size of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. They could even call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, if they wanted to. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
You gotta listen harder today because we're off in 4 hours for DePaul Buckets. Until 5:30, it is Bernstein and Goff with you. We've got Eddie Johnson at 2:20. We're gonna do It's On early at 4:30 today because Hub is taking your calls at 5. And as we mentioned, we are giving away three $50 gift cards to the Chicago Chop House, a Chicago icon, hand-cutting steaks since 1986. You got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, where we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply.
We are broadcasting live from the Score studios that are brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why Hyundai's better at the auto show. We've got a website also. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show. Actually, Bernstein and Goff Show, I believe, is what it is, at 670thescore.com. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. And you can watch us right now. Hi. Hello.
Hey,
hi,
how
people.
How you doing? What's going on?
Hey.
Out there?
Hey, how's
We're
it
all
going?
Hoodied up in here.
Well, you know, it's cold out.
You get ready. Yeah, it's the transition, though, because you don't have to wear your big coats, but you still want to stay a little bit
warm. It's colder today. It's only like 28 today. It was golf weather yesterday. It's going to warm up again, though.
Yeah, well, of course.
It'll be
okay. The sun will come out again.
It's all good. Eventually, winters will be, you know, mid-50s the whole time. It'll be like living in San Francisco.
Shout out to climate change.
Hey, we can enjoy it when we want to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know? When half of Chicago's in Lake Michigan.
Right, our kids will be underwater or living on Mars, but you know we can certainly enjoy
Burnsy
it.
Burnsy with your liberal agenda. Cut it out again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there we go. 815 text. You're like, where's my phone?
Yeah, there is a reaction that is sometimes puzzling anytime you say anything that's factual
so
or science.
The 815 goes crazy.
Wait a minute. That's not true.
I must defend honor.
All right.
Stormfront says the Jews are causing it.
See?
I got my information at InfoWars.
I didn't even take it there.
I got all my information for the Bernstein and Goff Show at InfoWars. I am fully prepared as an informed citizen of this republic.
Cut it out. Stop it. Stop poking the bear.
But I like it.
Stop.
I like poking the bear. Right. So you can watch us there at Facebook Live. Watch 670thescore.com. That video stream is directed. Believe it or not, there is a director. He sits in a room, a little cockpit back there, and directs while he's being irradiated.
It's a big cockpit.
He is Brian Gertsch.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears make a deal with the Patriots for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Keep it here for all the details on this huge move.
Gotta do it, right?
Already.
You gotta do it.
Oh, see, Mitch don't have to get ready because he stay ready.
That's right. What do you think he does all day?
Send emails and make those bumpers?
Hey, big voice guy.
Hey, Tom Brady might be on the way here. Why don't you cue up Tom Brady one as well?
Use the Chris Sale one. You know, sometimes.
Yeah, no. Hey, he does his thing.
Gotta be ready to go.
That's why I say you ain't gotta get ready if you stay ready.
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
It doesn't. It's meaningless to the Bears. So Josh McGowan, whatever his name is.
He's available. Well, the groundswell is beginning.
I'm good.
To return him to his place of glory. Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Five-time Super Bowl champ. Tom is 59 years old, and he says he has no intent on retiring anytime soon. He says the way his body is conditioned right now, he could play for several more years.
Wow. He's 59.
Tell him, Wendy.
What show was that?
Wendy Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a show that a lot of women who don't work watch every single day.
Five-time Super Bowl champ. Tom is 59 years old.
Looks damn good for 59,
really,
right?
Good for 59.
Yeah. Giselle Bundchen, the fountain of youth right there next to him.
Yeah, when I think Wendy Williams, I think Wendy O. Williams, the Mohawked former lead singer of the Plasmatics.
Wendy Williams is big in the radio world for a long time. She was battling with Stern out there in New York for you know, number one spot over and over again, year after year. So now she's doing her TV thing and... You know, with their hot takes and gossip and all the other stuff that happens during the day where people are sitting around with bags of chips and little babies named Jace watching television all day long.
That hit a little close to home. All that in a bag of chips.
My bad.
Wow.
Are we done? Are we done with this? Are we done? All right.
Okay.
Speaking of hitting close to home, you know, I got to be careful with how I do this because... When I was a kid, like you talk about playing catch with your kid, right? And I said immediately, I never played catch with my dad. Like, he wasn't a baseball guy. You know, when he came to this country, it was soccer, football, and most importantly, basketball. So when I was a kid, I grew up watching basketball with my father at the foot of the bed where, you know, he's laid back just watching the game. I'm at the foot of the bed before I go to sleep. I'm watching the Bulls game with him or whatever game was on, but it was mostly Bulls basketball. And grew up during the Jordan era, of course. You know, I'm an 80s baby. So right when Mike was coming, you know, into shape and rounding himself into form where he was becoming not only a city phenomenon, but a national and a worldwide phenomenon. That's when I fell in love with the game. And he'd tell me about Dr. J, and he'd tell me about Magic and Larry Bird and do all the old head stuff that he was supposed to do, try and teach me about the game. But we shared Bulls basketball. And I remember when I got my TV in my room, I watched basketball all the time. I watched Bulls basketball on Sports Channel. Anytime it was on, no matter what was going on, I made sure I finished my homework
early.
The
Bulls are part of your DNA.
Yes, sir. Yes, they are. And when we got the bigger TV and the 30-inch TV moved down to the basement, damn it, I had two bedrooms then, because now I can go down to the basement and I can fall asleep watching Bulls basketball, especially on that West Coast trip. So the Bulls have always been important to me. And I never thought I would get to the point where, and you hear people do it all the time, like, I'm not a fan of this team, I'm gone. And then, you know, the Cubs win the World Series and they're right there out there at the parade with 2-3 million people. I'm not that guy. I'm not saying that my fandom has been relinquished, because, you know, I'm a fan of all the teams in this city. All of them, to be honest with you. But I can pinpoint when it stopped being fun watching this team for me. And covering the team for 5 years, whatever the case
may
be.
That changes it, too. When you're doing your job, yeah, as you did properly, yeah, adversarially,
yeah,
that there's something that doesn't ever quite come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And being around those guys and being around KC and being around Joe Cowley and everybody.
Well, Cowley will ruin your will to live.
Agray Sam, yeah, before he left, and Vincent Goodwill of recent vintage. You know, being around that thing, there was something, you know, there was something about it that was still in me, like, yo, this is still the team that I watched growing up. I'm still going to ask the questions I need to ask. When somebody needs to be criticized, I'm going to do it.
But when the lights go down and they play the Alan Parsons Project, you still, yeah, there's something
right,
still
right,
deep right, in there that registers at like a reptile level. Yeah.
2011 Eastern Conference Finals was the last time I felt about this team. Not good, not bad. But I'm talking about truly felt, like, yo, this is crazy. Like, they can be something, even though their little guy is trying his hardest. They can be something. And then 2011-12 season happens, where it's the 66-game season, and Derrick Rose is being applauded for how tough he is, gutting out those 39 games with all those injuries. And he had the turf toe and the shoulder and the wrist and all those things. And you started to see the chipping away of the foundation of not only the coaching staff, but some of the players on the team, because Derek's injuries were the main theme. And from that point on to where we are now, I got to be honest with you, Dan. When I watch Bulls basketball, I'm watching it for the job. And I've never been that way. Even when I was covering it, you know, I was watching like, yo, this is the Bulls. I'm covering the Bulls. But when I go home, I'm going to watch the game again and make all the noises that I couldn't make in the press box, because you can't make any noises. I have watched 4 years of Bulls, 5 years of Bulls basketball, even when I was in Atlanta, when Marco Bellinelli was showing the Brooklyn Nets what he was working with and Nate Robinson was going off.
By the way, Jimmy Butler officially out tonight, according to Fred at Shootaround. So,
all right, there it is. Now, for all you bettors out there, you can go ahead and run and make your bet now. But and there's some terrific people that work in that organization. But for the first time, I don't feel like this organization truly gives a damn about winning. And that's when I'm gone. You know, say what you want about Kenny Williams. Say what you want about the White Sox. They, to their detriment, thought they were trying to win and going to win every single year.
That was just a philosophy. There was a philosophical battle internally about how to get closer to winning a title.
Dug themselves a deep, deep hole. But we're foolhardy enough to tell you, hey, I'm doing this because I'm trying to win the World Series. I'm trying to get in here every damn. You're trying to get a shot at the tournament. You get in there, you get hot, you win one. The Bears, come on. I mean, it's the NFL. You know, you're going to have your runs. You're going to have your 4 or 5 year periods where you're bad. You're going to have your 4 or 5 year periods where you're messing around trying to contend for a playoff spot. This Bulls thing, and of course, what the Blackhawks have done has been absolutely outstanding.
Speaks for itself.
They've bred a new fan base in the past 9-10 years, which I've never seen anything like it.
And the Cubs decided to be 100% transparent about what they were going to do to try to be competitive for championships.
They went after the Rainmakers, and you went outside without an umbrella and enjoyed yourself because you got wet.
Naked.
That's what happened. You damn right. I know you like to get wet, though. But seriously, this Bulls thing is, it's past my anger. And, of course, I'll see a game where, you know, like you say, the basketball sensibilities get offended, or we'll make fun of Fred getting his balls chopped off.
I will continue to do that.
Oh, no, no doubt. No doubt. But this Bulls thing is as out of control and as apathetic and as poor as I've ever felt about it. And I never thought I would feel this way about a team. And I'm not breaking up with the Bulls on the air, but I'm kind of telling them, you know what? Enjoy your life. I might not be around for it.
When you've lost Jason Goff, you've lost the country.
Dude, they're sitting here telling you, and Danny Parkins was right, and everybody who's talked about it today, for no good reason that everybody's all good. Everybody's all good. This is the front page of a major sports section. And you've got John Paxson and Gar Foreman. And by the way, I'm not the guy who believes that if you dance on a bad guy's grave, that makes you a good guy. So me thinking that Gar Foreman should or should not have his job, that does nothing for me. You know, John Paxson should or shouldn't have his job, whatever. But when you are getting the stamp of approval after years of mediocrity, I'm telling you now, after 2 years in Atlanta and seeing how the Atlanta organization treated their fans before their new ownership and selling them that they made it to the playoffs 7 straight years and it'll be all good next year because you got Josh Smith back, this, I cannot tell a Bulls fan right now as we sit here today, what is it, February 8th, 9th? Is it the 8th? It's the 8th?
8th.
On February 8th, I cannot tell you as a Bulls fan when this team will ever be good again. Ever. Why? They don't have the impetus to be good. There's nothing telling Michael Reinsdorf or Jerry Reinsdorf or anybody below them or beneath them in the organization why they should make an attempt to be good again. They are fine with how they are right now. Jimmy Butler has snatched the hearts and attention spans of kids and young basketball adults all across this city. Everything is good. Fred Hoiberg will be on his way, and then you'll bring in another person in here who won't lead him to anything.
There's even something you haven't mentioned yet that I thought you would, and I'll explain when we come back. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You can get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. That's beautiful flowers and delicious berries. You just need my code to take advantage of this one-day-only deal, Jason G. That's the way to go. Gifts from Sherry's Berries. I don't know if they're selling girls, but gifts from Sherry's Berries. They could send a girl on over to you, lady, as well. Maybe you find out something that you didn't know. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this incredible one-day deal. Freshly dipped strawberries plus one dozen assorted roses starting at just $39.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in Jason G. This amazing deal is today only, so what are you waiting for? Order now.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blaze is an email.
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Today, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Again, I'll say it one last time. Gar and I understand our accountability and responsibility. We're not going anywhere. We're gonna work it through, and we're going to do what we can to make the changes necessary to get this basketball team back on track.
Wah, wah. How many times am I going to be let down before I have to walk away? And I'm not telling you what to do with your fandom. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show, by the way. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. But I've been doing this for a while, and I know guys who are older than me that feel the same way, where there is no joy in even the most minor basketball accomplishment. Like, you could start from the bottom of the barrel and go, all right, look, they got a young player. They're developing him. But that's not happening. All right? You got a star you can really get behind. Yeah, Jimmy Butler's got his fans, and I've not been neither a detractor nor a fan. I've just stated it how I've seen it with Jimmy Butler. But this thing, since 2011, 2012, this thing has just felt rotten, and it's been hard to root for. And I've never been the guy. I used to listen to you and Terry and other guys say, oh, my God, it's just so much work with this team. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? It's just a game. You know, it's just fans watching the game, whatever. And I've gotten to the point now where an entertaining game in Sacramento, the way it ended, I sat there and I was like, oh, it was as if I was watching the Phoenix Suns play the New Orleans Pelicans. And I've never felt that way before. And I'm not trying to get all basketball sentimental on you, because that's not what it is. I feel nothing for this squad, and I feel nothing for this organization. And this is where it started for me as a fan. This was the first sport that I thought I knew something about, the first sport that was explained to me correctly, the first sport that I participated in, the first sport that me and my father actively engaged in conversations about. And it's to the point now where you're telling me that everything is all good. And I guess this is the straw that broke the camel's back, but you know,
here's
everybody
the thing.
Being everybody getting the stamp of approval after failing.
For me, this is about Gar Forman in a lot of ways. Because I know John Paxson well enough to know that he knows this is wrong. To know that he knows that the drafting in the last 5 years, ever since he and Matt Lloyd stopped drafting, and it became Gar Forman's decision, and he just drafts people he likes for reasons that are known only to him, that this thing has gone off the rails. John Paxson hasn't lied. The problem I have is in the way that Gar Forman has treated the fans. When he says at the trade deadline last year, "Oh, we believe in our core, but Pau Gasol is part of our core." Mm. He never was, and that was a lie. That's just not true. And he never thought that. And he maybe might have said that because they couldn't trade him for anything.
Right.
But don't say that. See, this is my don't say.
Don't insult.
Don't
your fans.
Say we're going to get younger and more athletic when you do the opposite, and then have no explanation for it. There's something about, and look, Ryan Pace is an earnest fellow. That I don't think he's lying to you. I don't know that he's been successful in trying to fulfill his vision for various reasons, but he's not lying. We know that the Cubs at every level have decided their life would be so much easier by telling you the truth.
Yep.
Right? And how many times have we had Rick Hahn on these airwaves ever since he won the battle of ideas? Clearly. And how many times has Rick Hahn told you, yeah, man, you know, this didn't go the way we wanted.
I know
this,
who my boss is.
And this might not go the way, but this is how things work here. And letting us in. Well, we had Nick Hostetler on, the new scouting director, telling us about their methods and why they think what they think and what reasonable expectations are and how they plan to do their business. And because Pax has abdicated the speaking responsibility, because he's, for whatever reason, Prince Hamlet has decided he'd rather wander the castle talking to ghosts, that Gar just isn't on that level. And I don't know if he's not intellectually on that level or if he always just has conducted his business with something to hide. But there's just been too much of a disconnect for me. Just tell us what's happening and why it's happening. When you've got, in the very same day, you mentioned that was the front page of the Tribune, right? You flip in a couple pages, there is an article arguing that your first round pick deserves to be on your NBA roster because of his performance in the D League. This is what we're talking about here. First round picks, multiple first round picks in Hoffman Estates playing in front of 500 people.
Seniors from big schools.
Who are supposed to be floor guys.
You know, the problem is, I think as well, that guys who have jumped onto this organization in the last decade or so are operating with the hubris of 98 still ringing in the ears and the hearts of these fans. 98 was a long damn time ago. We'd have gone through 3 rebuilds as a fan base.
And, you know, for all this, with Jerry Krause, who was probably, you know, one of the most vilified executives in the history of Chicago sports, and Jerry brought a lot of it on himself. But say what you want. And start dishing out credit or blame, but Krause always was trying, even when he's drafting Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry, even when they're trading Elton Brand.
The Jamal Crawford stuff.
He's still trying boldly to win and win big. It failed. The Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry thing failed. But even especially with hindsight, with what we're asking the team to do, you get it, though.
Right.
You
appreciate the attempt.
When he traded for Dennis Rodman, and he knew where that window was, and it was his first-round pick in Will Perdue, and he had a chance to say, look, how about firing Doug Collins? You know, there were moves in there that were done because there was an understanding of expectation, and they had their own giants they had to topple in their own division. And then this just happened, so... You're,
I just feel like Bulls fans are falling for the banana in the tailpipe, and you are a fan base who's seen excellence before. And you've also seen competitive, like true, I'm not talking about this fake hustle either. I'm talking about true competitors who knew they weren't as talented, but went out there and busted their ass. You saw that. And I think 2011, 2012 was the last time you saw that.
Well, the bench mob Bulls, yeah. you could get behind.
Yeah, you could.
You could get behind. You could get behind Ronnie Brewer and Omer.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. You know, CJ Watson out there throwing games. Up yep. shots. Kyle Korver.
Luol Deng playing 90 minutes a game.
right. On one leg. Yep. This is the last time I felt something about this team, and it sucks. It sucks because I used to love this team.
Real truth from Jason Goff on Bernstein and Goff.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.